Troy McGuire, and I'm founder and president of Mental Health Television Network.
What inspired you to create Mental Health Television Network?
You know, it's a little bit personal and a little bit professional, and I can start with personal first. And my grandmother, who was pretty much my primary babysitter when I was 6 or 7, had schizophrenia, and she literally would talk to ghosts. And as a child, you know, used to scare the crap out of me, of course. There was one incident where she actually called the police because she needed to go back to the psychiatric hospital. But before she did that, she went to the store and bought my favorite toy. And so I dealt with that for many years. And again, her ghosts were, it was really like, they weren't a threat to me, even though she would talk all the time that the ghosts were talking to her. They were really, it was almost like having a bad best friend where they would just constantly put her down, and she was on medication. And, you know, there was times where she got better, but back then it you know, especially I think, being a woman too, because my grandfather institutionalized her because she was a pain in the butt to for that. So it's just, you know, there was a lot of strikes against her. And, you know, what I take from that, and I, you know, again, she ended up killing herself several years later. But she never had any hope. And that's what makes me the saddest. Like, she spent her entire life, and I actually write about this on our site. You know, when in her 20s, she was like in this roller skating show, so happy. And then she got diagnosed, and then she didn't get you know, the right kind of treatment and the right kind of people around her and the right kind of love around her. She just never had any hope for the rest of her life. So, you know, and again, I constantly for years wanted to help my grandmother get better, and she never did. So that's my own personal experience, you know, with mental illness. And then this is going to, you know, sound tragic too, which it is, but my father also killed himself, suicide, but I never knew him. But still, you know, I come later on, you know, obviously I did not have the opportunity for any of that stuff because of that. So I'm, again, this is getting really deep, really fast. For years, I was like, okay, do I have the suicide gene? You know, and even though, you know, career was great, you know, kids, you know, everything's great, but there's always that feeling that you just don't, you know, because of, you know, mental illness is, again, there's so much that we don't know about mental illness. And so you take all that personal side. And then my career, much like yourself, I started as a journalist. I was in local news for a long time, and covered, you know, a lot of stories and a lot of bad stories and, you know, a lot of good stories. And then I kind of switched into syndicated programming and did a entertainment show. And I actually launched a show for a couple of years called Emotional Mojo, which was about, you know, it was my kind of my first foray to mental health. And there's a lot of the stuff that you see on our network that I first started there. That ended, but, you know, again, I started thinking, hey, you know, this could be something. And then, in all honesty, OTT happened, you know, over the top streaming. And I started thinking, you know, this could be something. And then COVID happened, and all of a sudden mental health became cool, right? So there became an appetite for mental health. There's the streaming aspects that just like, you know, you do your podcast. Made it easier to create yeah. This kind of stuff. And I said, the time is right. And, you know, what's awesome is, you know, we're still a startup. We had some awesome initial investors and who believe in this, who have, you know, some of their own experience in mental health. And really, I think it's also, again, not to make this too long of an answer, but the Gen Zs, the Gen Ys, they're much more open, and they're much, yeah. You know, they want mental health. They understand it. They, you know, there's a lot of, that's why I have hope for the future, because I think that the kids these days, I think there's a lot of stuff they understand that we didn't understand as kids or even as adults. So long answer for but that's how we got to this space.
I know for me, I live with bipolar disorder too, and I didn't get diagnosed till only 5 years ago. And just being in TV, it's such a stressful environment, and especially bringing in mental health. What was your mental health journey like being in TV for such a long time?
That's a very good question. I think it was I was always in the flight or fight
Yeah.
stage, and I in TV, just being in TV news, it manifests that, right? And I think I was in the perfect field for myself, because I probably, I have not been diagnosed, but I'm pretty sure I have ADHD. I like the constant motion of television news, the breaking news aspects, but I didn't really spend a lot of time thinking about mental health, in about my own how healthy I was. I thought it's all about the career, and again, then you have a family, but all this stuff, like with my grandmother, and I went to church in the Crystal Cathedral. I don't know if you know the Hour of Power and Robert Schuller, but it was a power of hope, basically. So I and my dad, my stepfather, who I loved, was a salesperson, so he was very upbeat. Like the world could be ending. It's like, oh, don't worry about it. We're gonna Everything will be fine. So I think I got all this. I always call it the soup. It's all of our soup is
Yeah.
what goes into our soup, and at the end of the day, it's still how we behave, how we take in information, how we interpret, people, that is so important. And one of the things that I really believe in with the mental health with MHTN is that, I call them life moments. And for most of us, like if you have bipolar, there's a certain part, there's a lot of the population that is undiagnosed, right,
Yeah.
with certain mental health issues that they probably should address. And then there's another part of the population that just gets overwhelmed with life moments. And I always think, going back to my own life, like if I would have acted differently, or if I would have taken a mental health lens to that situation, things would have been much better for me. Things I said would have been much better. How I felt would have been much better. And that's what we're trying to do, is really for the viewers and the consumers. It's like, we want you to watch it and then be able to use those mental health skills, to interpret that situation and do it better and feel better about yourself, and how you're handling it. Because I again, being a parparent, being a boss, being several, we all have different roles, and we all wish that we could act better in a lot of situations. I do think, and I do think a lot of that is your mental health and your
Yeah.
soup, and then how you interpret those things.
And then before the interview, I was watching a lot of your channel, and congrats, by the way.
Thank you.
And besides the high production value, you are talking about things that actually matter and help people out. Can you tell me about the network?
Yeah, so it's really, again, I was coming from news. I do think that topical mental health news, there's a need for that.
Yeah.
And there again, we take headlines and we credit, from a lot of great SciPost, Psychology Today. Obviously, there's a lot of great journalism being done in the mental health field. What we're trying to do is, it's really a couple parts. There's topical headlines that we cover, so it's the studies, it's the research being done in the mental health field, and then it's also the treatments that are being used that, again, don't get mainstream media, deep dives, right? So it's therapists that are talking about how they treat depression, how they treat anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia. So we're planning our May coverage, since it's Mental Health Awareness Month for May, really globally, and we're just really every day is a specific mental health area that we're addressing, including policy, which we can talk about later. But it's really, you know, we're trying to be, since we're going to be on OTT streaming platforms around the world, you have to be topical because people, you know, want to know what's being done.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we also have celebrity stuff in there, as you see, you know, we, you know, there's a lot of celebrities, and I think in a very healthy, good way, that have taken on the mental health cause, yeah, and they're much more open. And again, the more that everyone talks about it, especially celebrities, which people we know gravitate towards, the more we're going to break that stigma of mental health, and where it should, you know, everyone should be able to talk about it without feeling like there's a stigma around it, or ashamed, or anything else. Or there, again, our mantra is, you know, at the end of the day, we don't want you to feel like you're alone, no matter what you're feeling. And that's what we're trying to do, is bring people closer to mental health solutions where they're not going to feel alone, and they do have hope and realize there's help out there.
I like what you said earlier about Gen Z are being more open. Do you see the stigma of just talking about mental health lessening?
I think it's a generational thing, to be honest. I think the baby boomers, you know, which again are one of the greatest generations. They had wars that we never had to worry about, but they, you know, everything swept under the rug. You know, at least from my grandparents' perspective. I think Gen Xers, which that's where I fall into, a little bit better, and they were more almost likely to get their own children help versus themselves, right? But I think the younger generation, again, whether it's climate change, whether it's mental health, there's just a certain openness about them that, you know, we were helicopter parents, so I'm not quite sure where it comes from or how they got this awesome trait. But I do think that whether it's, you know, the good part, maybe social media, about the openness, but maybe there is there's just something about it. But, you know, there's so many young people that are kind of leading the charge, and that's our thing. Like, we're trying to figure out how to be cooler to them, right? Because we're the story that we do on the news, you know, how we do our product right now and tell that story, it's great for news and it's great for, but that's not the same social media story we need to how we're going to reach the Y's and Z's. So behind me, you know, I have a much younger people, much cooler than I am, to try and figure out how do we put mental health in this you know, social media box that where my kids are going to want to watch it.
How does it feel for you to be using TV for good?
Oh, it's it's, again, I want to die with, hey, Troy helped create Mental Health Television Network. I mean, that's my, I want my kids to be proud of me. I mean, I just, there's so many levels of that. But, you know, for me, like, I hate interviews. I hate public speaking. It's just never been my thing. Like, I like behind the scenes. But when I was writing about my grandmother, I was like, oh, like, this is the craziest thing you've ever done, like, to kind of come out with this kind of stuff. But then I said, you know, you're such a hypocrite. I mean, if you can't write about your own experiences, and then you're asking other people to talk about theirs on television, like, what, that doesn't jive. So I had to change my mindset about this, because, you know, again, I'm older, and I think there, you know, I I've been through therapy. You know, I've had situations where I need a therapist, and it's been awesome. I mean, that's why I'm a full believer in all that. And, but I just think there's, you know, there's a lot of work to be done, but yeah, I'm so proud of this, and I can't wait for other people to see it.
What do you do to help your own mental health?
I run. I do a lot of running, meditation. My partner, she's very into holistic. She's very into meditation. So I'm on a regiment. So I'm much healthier now than I was when I was a kid.
When did you fall in love with doing media?
I was always a nerd on the media side. So I wrote for my junior high newspaper. I was editor in chief of my high school newspaper. Got into journalism in college. I really got my first television job when I was 21. I literally knocked on a door of a TV station and said, "Can I intern?" And then I was a producer behind the scenes for, you know, and it just started, like, again, much like you just got to work your way up, and
right,
moved to a lot of small towns. and then big towns, and then you know, found a way to branch off and do this.
Yeah, where do you want to see this in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, I mean, I'd love to see this global. I'd love to see this in multiple languages. You know, we're about to announce a UK deal that you know, so I think we're already heading down that path. But you know, again, we have a big plan and it all looks good on paper. But I really, you know, again, it's at the core of it, it's just about getting everyone that wants to be a part of the mental, like yourself, like you know, we want you on our network, right? We're going to return the favor. You know,
Thank you.
yeah, no, we want the voices. There's so many voices out there, and then again, that don't get the big media play. And we want to be that mouthpiece for those people. And I think as we become a brand that's, you know, that was our biggest challenge. Like when we started, not challenge, but that was our biggest mantra, is that when we launched, even the soft launch that we're doing now, it's like we have to be legit. Like we can't, you know, we have to show the medical community, the you know, my partner's a psychiatrist. That's we had to show, you know, those types of people that, hey, we're legit. We're talking about legit things. You know, we're not just the, hey, here's the five things that are going to make you know, want to wake up in the morning type stuff. You know, we need to be, we need to do stuff a little bit more in depth. So we have, you know, these in-depth interviews, and then we have the short form stuff. But you know, we are, you know, legitimacy and making sure we're accurate. I mean, all that J school stuff is very important to us. In addition to getting people into our tent that, hey, this is a place where you can talk about mental health. This is a place for solutions, and this is a place where you can come and find solutions to feel better.
Well, I like on your screen too, you have a QR code with prevention phone numbers and all that. How important is it to also be a support system for people?
Oh, yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, I think this is why, you know, when we are pitching now cable operators and OTT platforms, you know, it's like, hey, there's nothing out there like us right now, right? You know, this is the place, and that QR code is only going to get better. You know, we're talking about videos, we're talking about working with some other companies to for help for support. But I think I think that being a 24/7, which will eventually be, have, you know, my goal is that 24/7 of programming, live, that we want to be a very big resource. And that's why we're not competitors like Talkspace, or, you know, we want to promote those different types of therapy, because I don't believe that there's just one type of therapy that works. You know, I think, I think what some of these companies, these startups have done in the mental health space has been amazing. And again, it just open, as more people download an app, as more people watch us, it just gets easier to talk about this stuff, whether you're 18 years old or whether you're 70.
I know for me, telehealth changed my life
Oh.
with therapy.
No, I think, again, a lot of bad stuff happened with COVID, but I think that is one of the most amazing things that came out of COVID. Again, that was happening before COVID, but that really set the tone, right, for that. And again, it's like there's some things in your life where, you know, you need ongoing support for to make sure. And I, again, we call it, you know, you should be able to go to a therapist like you go to the doctor just for a checkup. Right. So that's a kind of what we're trying to push. And there's other situations where it's just really, I call them life moments, right? Where something unexpectedly happens, could be a death in the family, could be a relationship breakup, but you're really just kind of messed up from that situation, and you need to talk to somebody about it. That's, you know, and that's where, you know, telehealth is. That's a huge thing, you know, to just be able to put your credit card down and talk to someone for a half hour. I think that's a very important piece of this puzzle.
How has the network helped your own healing process?
Again, I think just to get it launched and to have it see it come to life. And it's been very, very rewarding. You know, and again, I'm always a work in progress, right? So I think we all are. What's cool is to be at a place where every day you're being bombarded with mental health, practices, right? So every day you're watching something. It's like, oh, like every day I'm surprised. Like every day there's a takeaway, even though, I'm watching it for, 5 hours a day. I'm like, okay, I need to do that. And that's very rewarding. So, I don't expect everyone to have enough time to watch this for 4 or 5 hours a day, but I would hope that, if you're tuning in for 10 minutes, you're picking up something that say, oh yeah, I could use that in my life.
How can people reach out and learn more?
Obviously mhtn.org is our website, and then we also have numbers on our website that you can, if you have a story idea or if you have a situation, you can call us or email us. But go to mhtn.org, and again, we'd love to, for feedback too. We'd love to, this is a work in progress. As we're launching this network, and we, again, the more two-way conversation we can have with viewers and experts, media experts, we love all the input.